Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Easter, April 27th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "Jesus said, 'I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep.'" There is a quiet difference between someone who is responsible for something and someone who loves it. A hired hand may do the work. He shows up, he fulfills the task, he keeps watch for a time. But when danger comes, when the cost rises, when fear presses in, something deeper is revealed. The work was never truly his. The sheep were never truly his. And so he runs. But the shepherd, the true shepherd, stays. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And in that one sentence, he tells us not only who he is, but who God has always been. There was once a small farming community that depended on a shared pasture. Several families entrusted their sheep to one man who had been hired to oversee them. He did his job well enough. He counted them each evening. He led them to water. He kept them together. But one night a storm rolled in. The wind howled, and in the chaos, a wolf crept near the edge of the field. The hired man saw it. His heart raced. He thought of his wages, his safety, his own life. And he ran. By morning, the pasture was scattered, some sheep gone, others wounded, all afraid. Later that year, one of the families decided to keep their own small flock close to home. The father took responsibility himself. One night, another storm came. Another wolf approached. This time there was no running. The man stood between the wolf and the sheep. He fought, he shouted, he risked everything. He was wounded, but the flock was safe. When asked later why he didn't run, he answered simply, "They are mine." This is what Jesus is revealing in the gospel today. We are not hired obligations to him. We are not a burden he reluctantly carries. We are his. And because we are his, he does not flee when the wolf comes. And the wolf has many forms in our life. The fear that grips the heart, sin that scatters us, suffering that wounds us, doubt that whispers we are alone. These are not small things, they are real dangers. And often in the world, we experience what it is like to be abandoned by others, sometimes even by those we trusted. But Jesus says, "I am not like that." He does not run from your brokenness. He does not withdraw from your weakness. He does not abandon you in your darkest hour. Instead, he steps forward, and the cross is the proof. When Jesus speaks of laying down his life, he is not speaking metaphorically. He is speaking of the cross, where he stands between us and everything that would destroy us. He sees the wolf, and he does not run. He sees sin, and he takes it upon himself. He sees death, and he enters into it. He sees our scattered lives, and he gathers us at the cost of his own blood. This is not the action of a hired man. This is love, a love that is personal, a love that is faithful, a love that says, even in our worst moments, you are mine. But the gospel does not end with simply receiving this love. It invites us to reflect it. So where in our lives are we acting like hired hands? In our relationships, do we stay only as long as it is easy? In our commitments, do we withdraw when things become costly? In our faith, do we follow Christ only when it is comfortable? The Good Shepherd calls us not only to be cared for, but to become like him, to be people who stay, to be people who love beyond convenience, to be people who do not run when others need us most. This is not easy. It requires sacrifice. It requires courage. It requires grace. But it is the path of Christ. Imagine for a moment your own life as that pasture. The places where you feel scattered, the wounds you carry, the fears that linger at the edges. Now see Christ standing there, not distant, not indifferent, but present. He knows every part of you. He calls you by name, and he does not leave. Even now he stands between you and whatever threatens your soul, not because he must, but because he loves. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our good shepherd, you do not run when we are afraid. You do not abandon us when we fall. You do not turn away when the cost is great. You stay. You seek. You lay down your life for us. Teach us to trust in your presence, especially in the moments when we feel most alone. Heal what is wounded within us. Gather what has been scattered. Strengthen us to follow your voice. And make us, O Lord, shepherds after your own heart, faithful, courageous, and willing to love even when it costs us everything. We entrust ourselves to you, for we are yours. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return to my hermitage each and every day. When we break open the Word of God, looking for its deeper meaning and apply it to our spiritual journeys, may God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.